Shir Pei Dalim Ksuros Chovav Iyurei Tov Shin Mem Mez May 19, 1982 on Wednesday.
Now, the Tesis and Shim Rebbe Lichobim Lichobim Rimali Yochase the Rimala says Rigabi Rachir Yilei Rimotsu Rimei Ba Rimei Shalei Rachir Yisei. So the Kasha Tesis is why can the Rimala say Eri Lichobim Lichobim that's Rigabi Rachir Yisei. So even if it's Rebbe Lichobim, so then you're not Mechuyev Rachir Yisei Ki Yisor. But mechzal mechzal, we are mechuyim. So he says, the ma'ir yirid kichovim afu mechzanam. The dafki the yisroel kol marav davi yisroel achis. So he says that even mechzal mechzal, we are not mechuyim achis ki yisroel. That's his issue. Now this seems to be a Rashi shita also. Lo yishon b'mrei yisroel. So Rashi emphasizes, That's Rashi. So it's like this issue. That when is there a field of Lachirisei only by Rebbe Yisroel? But by Mechzal Mechzal, we are not the Chuyav Lachirisei. This is not the Chuyav Lachirisei in Yisroel. So it's like this issue. Well, then in Rashi is not completely like this issue. Because Rashi. Now Rashi is the same like Tesis in regard to Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? I mean, in regard to Rav, so he's like, because Rav says, "Roishon Rachis, Avon Yachzelay." So Rashi says, "Avon Yachzelay, Bezni El Roishon Dimrei Yisroel Yisroel Rachis, Bezni Tzuvin." So then, now it's a little say. In the case of Rebbe Yisroel, but by Mechzal Mechzal, this is not Mitzulay, Lifarnes. This is not Mitzulay, Lifarnes. That's what Rashi says here, in explaining Rav. But then, in Yume, that behave when Shmuel says, Oma Shmuel, you mean to Tachlech Eshenike. Nefesh anything. That means that we got it to Bach Nefesh, so even if it's three bathroom, so in Fakirah Holo Bezagal, to Fakirah Holo Bezagal, so he says, Rashi says, we might have to say, have a Akim Alif and Shmuel, King Yoma with Bachino, coach to the Mitzro, Lachrese, So according to Shmuel says that regarding Pikuach Nefesh. So even the case of Rei Vakum in Fakir HaSagal. So when does the Mishnah say in Rei Vakum Mishnah Machshiri? When does it say in Rei Vakum Akum? We cannot say that the Mishnah says in Rei Vakum Akum, according to Shmuel, that the Mishnah means we are not Mechoyer Lachem, we say, in the case of Rei Vakum. We are not Mechoyer to be in pharmacy. That we cannot say. King, you are not fasting or coach to be traffic. It's a very strange Rashi. So, in other words, according to Rashi, so Rav and Shmuel are Nakotzalakot. The Rambam also says that only Shmuel says in Hilchot Kachnev Shacharot, and even by Rei Vakum we have to be Fakir Zagal. But according to Rabbi Yechanan and Rav, so we do go by the Kachnev Shacharot in the case of Pinnik. Alright, in the case of Elif, Akum, Be'achad Yisrael, so there the Rambam's psak is different. But in the case of Pinnik, where it is Pinnik, he has a Shein Kodesh, so there, according to Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, we do rely on in Pukach Nefesh, on the road. So according to Shmuel, the Rashi and the Rambam agree on one point. Where is all the other machine? They say there is no machlekes on the road in regard to Shmuel's memory of the Hilchot Pukach Nefesh Acharon. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Yechanan agrees, and Rav agrees. So the Rambam and Rashi agree on one point. That only Shmuel holds in the Hilchot Pukach Nefesh Acharon. But Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, they say, we do go in Pukach Nefesh Acharon. And in the case of Pinnik HaNitzo, and it's Rei Vakum, so we are not in Pakir HaSagal. According to Rav. And Rashi says the same thing. But then Rashi mentions a very strange chiddush, that according to which Rav and Shmuel are minakot lakot, insofar as the pharmacy is concerned. So according to Rav, when is best to be a pharmacy? That is only in the case of Rei Yisrael. But Mechza, according to Rav, Bezdin is not the chuyef to be in pharmacy. According to Shmuel, he just the dagger pole. So, we Bezdin is the chuyef to be in pharmacy, not only in the case of Mechza, but also in the case of Rei Vakum. Now, that point is very strange. So both halachas are strange. Difficult. First of all, the one halacha with which cases agrees that according to Rav, I mean, Tesis says it's not only according to Rav. Tesis says it according to everybody, because according to Tesis there is no machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. I mean, indeed. So the shite of Tesis that Mechzo al Mechzo, and Rashi says the same thing in Rav, that Mechzo al Mechzo, so Bezin is not the real thing we found, it is difficult. Mechzo al Mechzo, so it's taking a right thing. Why should Bezin be the real thing we found, it seems? Mechzo al Mechzo, is he allowed to keep the famous? No, when he goes out. Rei Vakum is allowed to keep the famous. But Mechzo al Mechzo, so it's taking a right to the Chumre. So Mimele Bezin should be the real to be the pharmacy by Mechzo al Mechzo. So it's very strange. Now, that's the Yishite, and Rashi says the same thing in regard to Rav. But then Rashi is another Yishite, which is even stranger than this, that according to Shmuel, who says that in Hilchot Pukach Nefesh Acharon, so in regard to the mitzvah of the pharmacy, we don't go at all. So Shmuel and Rav are minakotz lakotz, it happens in Polish, according to Rav. So, basically, the Mechuyev in the family is only in the case of Rei Yisrael, and according to Shmuel, even in the case of Rei Vakum. Now, the Rambam Shite, and the Shite of Moshe Pashayim, the Shite of Petur, and that's how the Ramon passes. I don't know, I don't find the Ebenezer here. It was here, I don't find it. But that's how the Ramon passes, in Simon Dalet, and according to the Tur. So, not like this is, that Bezin is the way to be the pharmacy, even by Mechzo al Mechzo. I mean, it seems to be the proportion. I I mean, why should any rishi entertain any other shita? But that's the shita of the Torah, and that's the psak of the Ramah, and that's the shita of Moshe Rabbeinu. You'll see in Shita Bechus, you'll see. That's the shita. That's the shita of Moshe Rabbeinu, Rambana, Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam says, even though the Rambam agrees with Rashi, even though the Rambam agrees with Rashi on the point that there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether Hilchos Pekach Nefesh HaHaaroh or not, and the Rambam does not pasken like Shmuel, the Rambam pasken like Rav. So maybe the Rambam is agreed with Rashi, he should completely, he should say that this is only a written fallacy in the case of Rav Yisrael. Not because the Rambam doesn't pasken like Shmuel, but the Rambam pasken that this is the written in the fallacy even in the case, even the case of Nechzomer. So that's two separate inyonim. I mean, one, there is no logical connection between one shita of Rashi and the other shita of Rashi. One shita of Rashi is there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel and Yigal to Pekach Nefesh HaHaaroh. So on that question, the Rambam agrees with Rashi. There is a machlokes. Then another question is whether Lefarnesi has the same being as Pikuach Hadam. Rashi Shiti is the same being. The same thing. So the Mele, according to Shmuel, that Pikuach Hadal is so even by Rebakim and Rabbi Adagal, so this is the way of the farmers. Also by Rebakim. And according so he also the way. But the Rambam, he says that by Rebakim and according to Rav, so Rashi Shiti is that only by Yisrael Besdin is Mechuyif in Farnesi, but not by Mechtor Mechtor. The Rambam passes that by Mechtor Mechtor you also Mechuyif in Farnesi. Pirik, this one I look at for one. Mechtor al Mechtor mitzvah lachrisi ki Yisrael umifakrin olof besagal v'shabas. So we have to understand Teisha Shite, and Rashi Shite in Rav, and we also have to understand Rashi Shite in Shmuel, that seems to be a key of besagal. So we do not go besagal. So maybe we got the farmer saying we do not go besagal. We do not go besagal. Now, first we have to understand Teisha Shite, and Rashi Shite in Rav. Why do they say that this is not mechuyev to be the pharmacy? This is not mechuyev to be the pharmacy, in the case of Nechzor Mechtor. Only in the case of Revisor. Now, the Russian of Rashi is interesting, it's remarkable. Rashi says, Rashi here and Rashi in Yume, the same thing. So he says, Rashi says, Nechzor. Who says, Roy Shalom, you saw the soil, Ella Rashi says, best in the children of the pharmacy, Mishun Bechayach Yechayim. Mishun Bechayach Yechayim. So Meire, that means, Rashi is not this best in the children of the pharmacy. Why does Rashi say best in the children of the pharmacy? Mitzvah Zohim is not going to be there, and the Jews is not going to be there. So why does Rashi emphasize here, this means to know what? This means to know what? What does this mean? This means is a multi-millionaire, billionaire, I mean, and this means can be, we found his own that means. So this means the Tzibor. Kupashom Zohar, that's what this means. This means not the families. Or the Amin from its pocket, Bezdin is really represents the communal fund. So the Bezdin collects his given money from all the residents of the city, and that's put in, that's placed in the Kupashol Sloko, and out of that Kupashol Sloko, Bezdin is in families. So in Mele, There is a machlokes rishonim in Ksubos. That's me in Ksubos. There is a machlokes rishonim. The Ram Shita is, the Ram Shita is, that there are 3 days in regard to the Mitzvah Zohar. There are 3 days. The Shita of Rav Netami is that if a Jew doesn't want the Mitzvah, and basically tells him, he should give God, he refuses, he is still the person. So this thing does not hit him, he's not making such a big match. But there's like an insulting, rebuking, I mean, and not to leave it alone until he agrees to give. But to hit him, to apply the work of making it such a big match, he gets that. Why? Because some of the sessions is all the Tido, in the initial matter that the more is a So in the initial matter is on the way, so basically it's not tainted. And in each way that it's not as whole of the Tido, so that's why basically it's not tainted with that. Because it's always a reminder of Rechakot. And it's not tainted at all to say reminder of Rechakot. So in the melee, there is no tree. There is no tree. I mean, what's the shot in this hour? I mean, since I mentioned it, so I just won't explain it. I mean, it sounds strange just because it's called the Tido. So why is it that when you hear your studies, can you meet there that it's not what it's called the Tido? So Rashi, from Rashi and Holy is much more. The only reason, in other words, the only reason why there is clear by this in the Torah, mentions the halacha clear by this, the business should be taken, the person that he wants to put on film. So Besen hits him until he puts on film. He doesn't want to sit in the suitcase, so Besen hits him. Why? So it's because if there would be any clear, so then many Jews would be disposed not to be interested by the business. It's easier not to be interested. It's easier. It's much more comfortable. So in other words, so because of that, the Torah mentions a lot of clear. In order to induce the Jews to the mitzvahs, there wouldn't be anything of free and no coercion is ever exercised. So why should the Jew, after all, the Torah is very strong. So why should the Jew be exposed to the mitzvahs? So that's how Rashi explains it. That's not my explanation, but that's Rashi's explanation. That's only the mitzvah where Matthew's followed not the Torah. So anyway, if Matthew's followed not the Torah, So we have this very Zaloche, that Schamitz is the high on the record. It doesn't mean that Schamitz is the high on the record, there is no Schal, has to show it. But it means the Ika Schal is Leo Mazet. Not Leo Mazet. Leo Mazet is not the Ika Schal. Ika Schal. So in the way, if this would not exercise any coercion, so Jews would not be induced to do it yet. Mashiach came to the right to the dark. Oh, so that is Matthew's Hall of Tiro, that means there is that Tochet. And what does it mean, Matthew's Hall of Tiro? Not the Ramadan. All the teachers, there is Hard Ramadan. That means for these teachers like the dark and Tochet, or Hamid Kamikin say, when the Torah mentions Ishaq, so there is that Tochet, that there will be Hard Ramadan. Even, and if there is that Tochet, that there is Hard Ramadan, So that Akhtok is fulfilled. And anyone, any Jew, any weak Jew who says, who complains against the Danish Shalom, now if you give so much Akhtok and he's not rewarded, don't believe it. Don't believe it. You don't give even one tenth of what they are required to give. So that's why we complain. I haven't seen a single Jew who really gives Akhtok, which is Shemayim, who is not rewarded. So we should not believe those who say. So in melee, we don't have to exercise any coercion on it. Because you'll be disposed to the Kima Mitzvah anyway. But this particular stingy person will not be kind. The Torah does not mention Yahweh of Kriya, you know, because of the Kima Mitzvah of this individual to your life, you don't want to give. So let him assume the responsibility. There is a Mitzvah of Kriya to Kriya. Not to the extent that Besdin should exercise force, but the reason is why Besdin has to exercise force is because in order to induce the Jews in general that they should do mitzvahs. So but without the mitzvah, where it's like it's holy today, mitzvah, so it's not necessary to supply an investment. The schar itself is the biggest investment. And but you ask, but there are Jews who don't think it's okay, all right, so, but that does not mean that the Jews in general will be disposed towards not giving something, because people find out that no one suffers as a result of giving something. No one suffers as a result of being behind the mitzvah of Kiddush. No one suffers. So, unless he's behind Kiddush, he'll still be waiting in a crazy way against the Torah and something else. But if he does it in the right way, according to the Torah, he will not suffer as a result of it. So, anyway, so there is a law here that all the successors of Matthew's hall the Tigger. So, in the English of Matthew is on the law, so there is no fear. So, I'm going to say that I'm still here and active. The Ramatan is in Bobaska, the Chess, because there the Mora says, all the Achtel. So, Ramatan is the Kasha, how is it in the Kate? But Chavitz says he just be drawing the people, he exerted verbal pressure on him, he rebuked him. So, but here, Mamish, to Hakode, that's how it comes. Then the Rambam sheet is that Zoke Beriski, and Tetzes also mentions another version, Zoke Beriski, and that is Chavitz, but it's all the Tidor. So Tetzes says, Tetzes Chavitz, the halacha of Matis Hall, which is the show matter is only well applies only to Mitzvah Asei. But Zdoke involves not only Mitzvah Asei, it involves also a Mitzvah Sprit Asei. The Samus in both halls is Mitzvah Shebecho, Miochicho Erin. So in that love, even the love is Mishav Al Dais. So even if it's Matis Hall, it's either, there is still. The Rambam Shite is also that if somebody refuses to give Zdoke, so Bezdin is mocking such a person. But the other reason is where the Rambam, the Pshat in the Rambam is like this Shite or the Rambam is another. And I don't want to discuss it anyway. The Rambam Shite is there is three answers. But according to the Rambam says as follows. If somebody refuses to give Zdoke, so Bezdin is here in the Chosok, before God, and he collects something of us. And the Rambam explains the Rambam. Why does the Rambam say Bezdin Zeh Sechnechosov Bifonot? So in other words, so that means Shalom Bifonot Bezdin cannot be here in the Sechnechosov. Let's say suppose a lady doesn't pay. Suppose he's not Bifonot. He made a trip with Dina Sayyam. So then Bezdin can be here in the Sechnechosov even if he's not Bifonot. Why? Because by later there means he should be the Chosov. Here the Rambam says that Bezdin is here to Zech Nechoso only before, but Shalom before not in Matan Samit. Shalom before not now. Why? So the Rambam explains that the Rambam should be that Shibut Nechoso is the reason by Stok. There is no Shibut Nechoso by Stok. Because Stok is a Mitzvah. There is no Shibut Nechoso by Mitzvah. But by Mitzvah there is a bit of fear of Matan is actually in action. So the Rambam says, he says that's his own shite, and he says it's the shat in the Rambam. So, at she'atu, kiteyu bibukei, kiteyu bimamele. In other words, wherever Bezdin has the authority to be kiteyu bibukei, to exercise coercion, so they certainly have the authority to exercise force by taking the chosik. But it's by way of fear, not by way of shit in the chosik. What's that in it? If it is by way of shitting a chosin, it doesn't have to be defunded. But if it is by way of fear, but attack to the fear of the book, but the fear of the memory, so on the contrary, Bezdin is not allowed to hit it. Why should Bezdin hit it? Bezdin doesn't want to hit a human being, just like that, only to enforce a human mitzvah. But if Bezdin can enforce a human mitzvah by exercising force over the moment, by exercising force on the morning, why should Bezdin exercise coercion on the group? On the group. But if Bezdin cannot enforce it by collecting from his morning before, So there in Bezin, teaching until himself gives up. But the Rambam Shiki is that Bezin can only be able to hustle the fun, shalom the fun of snack. So it's not like a real hate. A real hate, he can collect, he is shalom the fun. The Rambam Shiki, that's not in your time. The Rambam Shiki, he says that it's okay. So Bezin can collect, he is shalom the fun. So the shite of the Rambam is that stock of course is based upon mitzvah, but stock is not just a mitzvah like film. Stock is a chayim to the Rambam. The Machne Ephraim goes so far, the Machne Ephraim says that if a Russia doesn't want to give money, so the only has the right to take it. It's a chayim. That's all Machne Ephraim. The only has the right to be taken. To be taken. Now, if the Russia has a lot of money and the army cannot take a living, so he has a right to Machne Ephraim say, to be taken. Of course, that depends upon the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ram. If we say that it's not in the Chayim, it's not in the Chayim, so he may lay a right to be taken. If we say that it's not in the Mitzvah, but it's not the Chayim, but before of, so I have to feel the difference between the remaining. He is more so the best. That is a Yochid has no right to be taken in but, so let's go to the question. So, let's go in the chapter. Anyway, so we have a Machlokes question as to whether Zdoke is, of course it's based upon the Mitzvah, but once there is a Mitzvah, then it becomes a Chet, like Pinagel, so there is more of a Mishnah in Chet, that there should be a Hosin by Pinagel. But the Shiva Yehoshi of Pina Ben is grounded in the Mitzvah of Pina Ben. Mashaikir say, I'll go it. All right, praise of him. But that's the next thing. But without the Mitzvah, so there's only Shiva Yehoshi. God, I suppose he cut no his money. He borrowed. So there's only Shiva Yehoshi. In other words, not only he cut no his money, he's the father of the cut, borrowed money. And then, if the father of the person borrowed money and then the father died, so then the mountain can collect from the Nechosim of the Yerush, because there is Shiva Nechosim, the Shiva Nechosim. So there is no, it's the Shiva Nechosim by Alvoye is not based upon the Mitzvah. Mashiach is not in Aben, there is Shiva Nechosim, but it's based on Mitzvah. So according to Rambam, Zdoke is the same thing. Of course, it's based upon the Mitzvah, there is no Mitzvah Zdoke, there is no Shiva Nechosim. But where the reason is there, so there it's a chayim. Anyway, so apparently, Rashi says, Nara, and Pesach says, I will be Kuram, and I will be Shmuel. Elo Lachrit say, Lo Shono Bimrei Yisroel, Yisroel Lachrit say, Bezdi Yitzubi Yifarani say, Mishum Yechei Yachicho Yima. So maybe what is Bezdi do? Bezdi correct? Bezdi collects. So, the melee is Bezdi collects. So that means that the moment that Bezdi collects is due to the Ami Yisrael. It's not due to the Ami Yaakov. So the melee, the moment that Bezdi collects, since it's a chayim to the Ami Yisrael. If it's a chayim to the Ami Yisrael, so the melee it belongs to the Ami Yisrael. Even though it wasn't distributed as yet, so there is no key and body. But the king calling there is. If we say that Zdoke is just a mitzvah, it's not a chet with Ami. So even when there's the collector, and it's in the general fund, in the Kupesh of Zdoke, so, and if there is no chet, just a mitzvah, so even when there's the collector, he doesn't belong to Ami, but yet, there's the then distributor. But if we say that it's a chet with the Shiva Nehosin, and he can be able to say, also, even Shalom in front of, so the melee, when Bezdi collects, what does it mean, Bezdi collects? Bezdi collects for the Ami Yisrael. So it already belongs to Ami Yisrael. But it's not his barrel. Which moment this only party gets, which moment this only party gets, but it belongs. The even glory belongs to Ami Yisrael. So the melee, since it already belongs, so the moment, the money, the Bezdin is in charge of the Kupesh of Zdoke, not of the money in their pockets. Sabbath of the Kukesh HaZokin. So the Kukesh HaZokin belongs back to Israel. So the Mele sees there is a law that Hamilton had already all over Israel. So in case of Zokin, so he basically will give it away to the teenage who was found in a city that is Nechza Akum, Nechza Yichobim, and Nechza Yisrael. Nechza Yichobim, Nechza Yisrael. So in other words, so then Damin Yisrael in general can say, I said I am the Yisrael, because you are taking away, he's taking away from their money. So only in the case of Rebbe Yisrael. Only in the case of Rebbe Yisrael. So then, we are basically here in the fallacy from the Kukesh HaZokah. But in the case of Merkel, of course every Jew is Mechuyot in the fallacy. There's no doubt that he's Mechuyot in the fallacy from his pocket, but not the business, no right to dispose of the Kukesh HaZokah that belongs to Mahani Israel and to give it to someone that possibly he's not in Israel, he's in the hobby. So I mean, Chabir Rai. So then you ask, Manichya, if he belongs to an Israel, soil, so even the case of Israel, soil, so then he should have no right, he should have no right to give it to the dead socket who was found here in Israel, because in Hilchot Mamon HaCharov, the answer is, in Hilchot Mamon HaCharov, why? Because of Chesed Mamon. But this Mamon, even it belongs to an Israel, soil, but there is no king and party, so there is no Chesed Mamon. Chesed Mamon is only Shayach when there is a king and party. It's my possession. My private property, but where it's in the common possession of the Amin in general, and it's able to be distributed a certain portion to a specific owner, then there is no excess money. So later we certainly rely on the law. But in the case of Mechza, so there is no right to give it to that something, out of the Mominami. Out of the Mominami. And now the question is, why the other Sheim Wachel? And who say, the other Sheim Wachel, who say, that even in the case of Nechza Nechza, so Bezni is Mitzuve to be the Talmud, that's something. Out of the Kodesh of Rokot, there is no time. Fashion cases that appear to have a strong time. After all, it belongs to the Amin Yisrael. So we should say to that something, Aisarayah, the Yisrael. Aisarayah, the Yisrael. So it's one of two ways. Either the beings of the Shevim will be really come the Ram Shevim. Will be really come the Ram Shevim. And they will say, well, the Ram says, that's Dokim. Is a Shevim. They will say, no, it's not in the head, just in it. Since it's like doing some labor, even after the base is collected. So, it's not money in Israel, but it's a Kukesh HaZokah, it has to be distributed. But money I mean it is, you see, it is, there is a difference, of course. That goes without saying that even if we say that Zokah is not a head, even if we say that Zokah is not a chay, it's just a mitzvah. But once certain money is in the Kukesh HaZokah, then the only has his chus to get from the Kukesh HaZokah. It's a mitzvah. Because it is aiming, it has a halation zokah. In other words, when this collects, let's say $1,000 from this money, $1,000 from that money, and it's the Kukesh HaZokah. So it has a halation zokah. It has a halation zokah. So let's say there is a more in Volokano, in Achelu, Lishmiel Halvani. In other words, if the Kukesh of Zokah deposited money with the Shemir, and then the Shemir lost the money. So it's Kota Mishak, even though the Shemir is Halvani Shia, and the Shemir Sokah is Halvani Mabede, but in this case, there is a clear sacrosanct that if the Shemir lost it, or it was stolen, then the Mother Nations said, it came in Bukadisa. So the Gabi Shalstoke deposited the money in a certain person, and then I mean, and then if I'm not in case, he stole it. So the Gemara says that the Gadol says, okay, even if he gets paid, he is in a Shema Sofa. So he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to. Why? Because there is a person. Mishneh, if you can Mishneh, or you Mishneh, Mishneh will have a family. So it's special law that Zdoke is Mufti of the Chiv Shia. Zdoke the Chiv Shia. So there is a Chavish and Zdoke. Even if we say that Zdoke is not a Chiv to the Omer, it's an Israelite film. But once based the Gadish of Zdoke collected, so then the money that is in the kuke, that is in the zloty for him, has a halachic zloty. And there are special halachas that apply to zloty. So the neighbor sees his head halachic zloty. What's the purpose of zloty? To be put in safety, in the vault, in the bank. So the purpose of zloty is to be distributed to Ami. So the neighbor, every army, has his host to be gained by the kuke of zloty. From the Gaelic to the Gaelic to the Gaelic, once it is in the Gaelic, okay, so an army can call the Gaelic of Zloke. Suppose the Gaelic of Zloke is a difficult person and he refuses to give a certain money, a certain portion, a certain stipends from the Gaelic of Zloke. He says that I don't like it. I don't want it. I'll give that. So then the army can call him to the Torah because there is a halachah is okay, even if we say that it's not money on him. So every only has his chus to be given from the kupish also, according to what he's entitled to. So we can say, the Rishenkin will say that even mechts are mechts. So this is not in the family. So other Rishenkin like pieces, and Rashi say, no, why not? Because since Doki is a Chayim, so when Bezdi collects, it already belongs to Ami in a general way. So in the way, an Akum, I saw the Akum, cannot take it because we applied our water to Amitzim Haberei all over right. Amitzim Haberei all over right. So the question is, what's Shat in Hamba? So we can say, well, the Rambam Mishidose. The Rambam Mishidose, that Zdoke is not a thing. Zdoke is not a thing. So anyway, it's only a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, so anyway, say it has a chumrah. But it only has halachah zdoke. Now, what's the purpose of the zdoke? To be distributed to Dami. Sins. Slaking the rights of the Chumre, so the Gadish of Zloke the best is Mechuye Misoke to be Mikayim, the mitzvah of Zloke to this particular Kine, who is Isoke Takum, Soke Israel, so they have to be made too. So that's the Rambam. But it doesn't mean that all the Rishayim will agree with the Rambam, will have to agree with the Shias Rambam, that Zloke is not a thing. I didn't explore, but I think that there are some Rishayim who are the Rambam in regard to the question as to whether Beis Din can be here with Sech Mechosov, and who agree with the Sheik of the Rambam that Beis Din can be here with Sech Mechosov. It's not in the Rambam, not just the Mitzvah-like film. And at the same time, they agree with the Rambam, not with Rashi, that says that in the case of Sochim, so in the case of Mechzor, so this is not to be the families from the Kodesh of Zohar. Why? Because even if we say that it is a chayim, some way, sins, but since the chayim is based upon the mitzvah, it's not like a chayim, I'll waste money. Hey, I'll waste money, I borrowed money, I have to pay. You see, magic. So I was magic, or my chayim was magic, I have to pay. It's not based upon the mitzvah. So the melee, in case of Isafi, so we say, Yahweh is a Havel Rais. But here, even if it's a Chayim, but the Chayim is grounded in the mitzvah. The Chayim is grounded in the mitzvah. Sins as far as the mitzvah is concerned. So there is a lot of Sveti the Rais of the Chumbe. So the melee, Isafi. And the Amin, so Isafi,
And the Oni gets his chus to collect from the Kodesh Avodah. He gets his chus to collect because every Jew is mechuyev with something to support him. So Mimela sees every Jew is mechuyev with something to support him. So Mimela, the Oni gets his chus to collect from the Kodesh Avodah. So that's why we say that even the case of Nechtzal Nechtzal, even the case of Nechtzal Nechtzal, so he's still, in Mechbezni, he's still Mechoyev in the time. But one thing is sure, all the Rishayim will do, as far as the Chiyuv of Zakeh that is incumbent upon each Yochid, so all the Rishayim will agree that even in the case of Nechtzal Nechtzal, so the Yochid, the Jews, Mechoyev in the balancing, it's not the work, then any other mitzvah at all. So he say, Sveiki the Raisei, Sveiki the Raisei from Rebbe, Mechoyev Rishayim is only in regard to the Chiyuv incumbent upon this. Alright. Now the next question is, what's the pshat in Rashi? Rashi says that the code is Bishmuel. That the code is Bishmuel. That we fakir for the Sadao. So we don't rely on all. And even in the case of Rivakum, of Rivakum, so we still are the Shabbos. So Kolshke, he says, Kolshke, that we are mechuyev to be mefarnes. Kolshkei that we are mechuyev to be mefarnes. So if Rashi said it only in connection with lach yisei, the chiyuv lach yisei, from sakanas mefarshes, then you can understand. Because if there is a law that lach nefesh, we in lach nefesh we don't go with a law, and we are allowed even to be mechal shabbos, so the melech, the hatzor, whether it's the Shabbos or the Chayyim, the Hatzoreh, in regard to Hatzoreh, to the Chiyuv of Hatzoreh, we don't go to the Lord, we are Christians for any means. But Rashi does it limited only to the mitzvah of the Achayyim, of the Samid of Amrachah, Sakhon Sefashis. It's mashma from Moshin of Rashi, Lachayyim in general. And how does Rashi define Lachayyim? We found it said. Basically, it's what we found it said. Basically, when Basically supports P.A.N.E. from the Kodesh of Zohar, then usually it's not the meaning of Sakharas Nefoshes. And if an only one will not get from the Kodesh, or die, has each other, he will not die. It's a question of sustaining him, of supporting him, of the Chayach Chayim, of supporting him. So, Rashi says, and before he mentioned who Zud Achim said, he means with family said, there's no family. So what's the culture? So we do understand, if Rashi had mentioned it, regarding Lachim said from Sakonis and Poshis, then we understand it. But Rashi is smashing up from the Poshis to Washington of Rashi. I mean, if somebody wants to be an Achim and say that Rashi means culture in Zud Achim said, it doesn't mean in the sense of with family said, it means Lachim said from Sakonis. From that has to show. So, but Pashas Aloshin is not much from that. So Pashas Aloshin of Rashi is that according to Shmuel, so basically is Mechuyev to be Mifanis, a teenage, Shemitzo, Dunia Shehubah. But the problem is it doesn't involve any Sakonis and Poshas. Why should we rely on hope, which I wish to know. Now, I forgot to take the Sefer HaMitzvahs here. The Rambam has the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ramach mitzvah seh, shasar mitzvah roshes. And then the Rambam has a number of assumptions. So sometimes on certain mitzvahs, we came on, the Rambam is masik on the Rambam. And then after the discussion of all the mitzvahs seh, and after the discussion of all the mitzvahs seh, the Rambam mentions a number of mitzvahs seh, a number of mitzvahs seh, that the Rambam only. So then he says, mitzvah tezah, when I mentioned some time ago, that Rambam is chilul from the Rambam. Because Rambam Shite is that Rach Nefesh of the Beneach is not the Echad Shabbos, In other words, in his home, not allowed to be Machal Shabbos, even for the Prachnetish of the Bible, the Ramban is Chelik. It's not explicitly spelled out, but from the Lashon of the Ramban it's Mashmah. So it's in that Ramban, Mitzvah Tezach. So the Ramban says, it's Mashmah, that the Prachnetish of the Bishop, that the Jew is Mechuyet to be Machal Shabbos, is Mechuyet to be Machal Shabbos, in order to be Matzi or the Bishop, from Sakon. Is Chelik Ramban. So it's, the Lashon of the Ramban is in that. In that Eset Ezar, in other words, the 16th mitzvah that the Rambam omitted, according to the Rambam, the Rambam. So he says, "Shemitzadinu lehachlis Yisrael oyirtesho misakon." V'um shenema boy geyer v'seisho v'cheyoch lechoyimoch geyer v'seisho v'cheyim. That was in the last sentence that we read. V'chiyom v'chachicho, umot v'yod v'imoch, v'alzak t'boi geir v'seisha v'chayimoch. That's the first passage. Al tikach mit v'neshach v'tzardis, v'yoreisho melekecho, v'chiyochicho v'imoch. So, it's one mitzvah, according to Rambam. He doesn't mention Geir Yisrael B'chayimoch as one mitzvah in Tayyar, and V'chayoch L'chayimoch as another mitzvah. It's one mitzvah, in other words, it applies to... Masha, Pikuach Nefesh, Shedeich Rem Shabbos. In the washing of the hand is Masha that is reference to a Yisrael and to a Yavesh. Otherwise, he would use the washing word, Vubo, because when the Ramban is saying, when he discusses things that are peculiar to Yisrael, he uses the washing word. And in the Gat of Pikuach Nefesh, he says, Vihu Bohem, Pikuach Nefesh, Shedeich Rem Shabbos. So we see from the Ramban is Chelik HaRamban. And that even if we are clear to the Mechal Shabbos from Kachnevich of the Pinchot, and that's another point. I mean, but, so the Ramban is Masik and the Ramban is why he doesn't mention the Chiyoch Yicholimor, the Yicholimor, the Chayimor, in the Dian of Mitzvahs. So then the Ramban says that the reason, the Ramban himself explains, is why the Ramban doesn't mention the Chiyoch Yicholimor. In the Dina Mitzvah, because the Rambam, one of the quoting, the Shalashim of the Rambam is that if a Mitzvah or a Leitzese is reiterated several times, we include it in the Dina Mitzvah only once. Not as many times as it's reiterated in the Torah. It's reiterated in the Torah. In other words, let's say Tzitzes. So Tzitzes is mentioned in the same way, and Tzitzes is also mentioned in where is it also mentioned? Mishlach. In the same thing, Mishlach. So, does it mean that we have to mention it twice in the Mitzvah? It's the same Mitzvah. You deal with Tassarot, who was in the Tzitzis. Was in the Tzitzis, but come to the day and with the Reisah. With the Reisah. So, the Meir, so the Rambam, he's Chelik HaRambam, and that he explained this to the Rambam. See, the Rambam Shikhi is that the Chelik HaRambam is not limited to absolve it from Sakkot. The Chelik HaRambam means, in general, they maxil HaShayach Sakkot. I mean, there is, because there is a positive.
Israel, no? כי בשדח תפתח, נראה, עשיות חומות, והבלת בטעים, בין מחזירה שיחתים, של דימור סרס, דימור סרס, אוזן סרס. אפילו סוס מי כבורות, ויהיה בבורות הבורות, אם דימור סרס סורי, יביר הזאת. So there is a certain person who was in Anosha Mutwe, and then he was here at Nihosa, he became impoverished. So here, he didn't know him, but then he came to Hira, definitely, he was not a bashful person, and he said to Hira, oh my life, I have been accustomed to writing, I'm a Hamela, I'm a Sus. Now I have been accustomed to this kind of lifestyle. So I went to Sus, so Hira gave me Sus. Then he said to Hira, but I heard a servant who went after me. So Hira couldn't find anybody who was willing to run after him, after Jesus. So for a certain time, he was up to himself, ran after Jesus. Why? Because it comes with me, then Maximilian Ashayachtar. So, Manuel, so that means that you need to adopt it. Then Maximilian Ashayachtar. Manuel, it doesn't mean that if somebody had never been accustomed to have Jesus, that we have to give him Jesus. But if he had been accustomed all his life to have Jesus, and then with the Chosor, so then he comes with him, then Machzeirei Ashiyachon. But if he had been accustomed, so then we only have to accommodate him with his needs, with his necessities, not luxuries. But someone who had been accustomed all his life to certain luxuries, so then he comes with him, then Machzeirei Ashiyachon. So the Rambam says the reason is why the Rambam doesn't mention the Chiyoch Yechayimoch, the separate needs and the Rambam mitzvahs, because the Rambam holds he just because the mitzvah of the Chiyoch Yechayimoch is expressing from the general mitzvahs, though not that they are tzomer from Sakhalos and Poshes. Not in general, of course, tzomer from Sakhalos and Poshes also comes with the Machzeirei Ashiyachon. So he says, but anyway, that the Chiyoch Yechayimoch is a special mitzvah. It's not expressive of Zdoke in general, and it just reiterates the same mitzvah as Kiposiyach Tifta. But it's a separate mitzvah, and it's limited only to Atzorah from Sakhalsim. So later, since it's a separate mitzvah, so it's not mentioned several times in the Torah, it has to be mentioned in the Nehemiah mitzvah. Naturally, the Megillah Sestah. The Megillah Sestah. He says, the Megillah Sestah says, that Shittas Rambam, as the Rambam himself points out, is that Chiyoch Yechayimoch covers the scope of Zdok in general. So maybe he doesn't have to mention it in the Minimah Mitzvah. So currently, Rashi Shitta is like the Rambam. That doesn't mean that the Rambam has to agree with Rashi. If Rashi Shitta would be like the Rambam, then Rashi couldn't say that the Kodesh is worth that in Hilchim Lukach Nefesh HaKavod, so mainly in regard to Atzorah from Sakon. So we don't rely on God even if it involves Chil Shabbos. So certainly we don't rely on God when it doesn't involve any Chil Shabbos. It's a question of being matzah, so Yom Mechudah, we cannot rely. In Sakon is the Poshes, we certainly don't rely on God. In Sakon is the Poshes, we have to be Chilchim. Even the reason, so you have the chesish for him with this one. But Rashi Shite, but Rashi, it's much more than Rashi Shite than when Rashi says in the Kodesh Shmuel, we are mechuyev to be mefarnes in the case of Rebakum, because he says so. Mefarnes even if he doesn't involve Sakhalos and Poshes. Why? Because in the Hilchim Lukach Nefesh HaKavod. So apparently Rashi Shita is like Rambam. But since Yechayoch Yechayimah is expressing the beliefs of Zdokhe, and in regard to Atzorah from Sakhalos and Poshes, in regard, so the same mitzvah of Yechayoch Yechayimah implies the chiyuv to be matzah from Sakhalos and Poshes. Of course, it certainly comes with Yechayoch Yechayimah to rehabilitate the Lebanon to be matzah from Sakhalos and Poshes, and the same mitzvah also implies a mitzvah of being a pharmacy.
according to Rambam. So Mele, Rashi says, since in regard to our Tzolei from Sakonis and Poshis, we don't rely on law, and the same mitzvah applies to Parnosi in general. So Mele, that means that in regard to Parnosi, according to Shmuel, we don't rely on Rabbi. But the Rambam, even though the Rambam also agrees with the Chike, that the Chiyoch Yichalimoch applies not only to Tzolei from Sakonis and Poshis, but to Parnosi in general, but insofar is not relying on what is concerned, that's limited only to our channel from Sakonis and Poshis. When it's a question of Sakonis and Poshis, we don't rely on what clear as a company. So in all we surely we rely on what, but on Sakonis and Poshis, we don't rely. But in the same things that applies to Sakonis and Poshis and to Kamas in general, but vis-a-vis Kamas in general, according to the number, so we do rely on it's Mistaka, it's more Mistaka than the Rambam. But Rashi Shitta can only be explained if Rashi agrees with the Rambam. But if we are going to say that Rashi agrees with the Rambam, then the Chiyoch Yicholimoch is limited only to Hatzorah from Sakonis and Poshis. So Talmos in general does not come within the mitzvah of Chiyoch Yicholimoch. So we have no deal, we have no mitzvah that in regard to it, so that means in regard to Parnose in general, so that doesn't come in the Chiyoch Yicholimoch. That comes, Kifoseach Tiftachoy, Habitat Utele, Dei Machsere Asher Yerzalel. In regard to that mitzvah, why should it be different than any other mitzvah? And in regard to all mitzvahs in the Torah, we rely on all. If the Tiftach was mitzvah Yosef of Akum when he becomes 30 years old, he doesn't have to put on film. So why should we rely in regard to the mitzvah of Panose? Also, Amram. So we have to say that Rashi agrees with the Rambam, but the Rambam does not agree with that. Oh. Now the next is, the house we are in. So what did the Gemara say? That in Rei Yisrael, Yisrael, so they are. So that means if it's Rei Yisrael, so you have to return David with him. David was a remain Malach, here you say. Because that's basically she doesn't. Because basically she is, the destiny is only in the way of the families, if the king was needs of the Yosha Rubo in Yisrael. But the Yosha Mechza or Mechza, so then destiny is not the way of, not the destiny is not the way of. There's not no right according to Jesus to use the money of the Kodesh of Zoke, because that belongs to me as well, so that's why does best have to give away money that belongs to me as well to someone who might be able to hold it. So that's the issue, doesn't have a lot of money now, like you say. So in other words, so you know, I could say, of course, according to the Rambam, there is no cash, because the more I couldn't say, like you say, that's the significance of Rei Yisrael Achilles. Even in Nechzal Nechzal, there is Achilles. Have a Mussolini of Achilles, he will come around, have a look at the Hazel Abed, the Hazel Pusset Fei, he is so good, we should be man swing so over, that's me, or have a Achilles, he may have a Pusset Kolka. And we will see from all these regimes that this Gemara, when Gemara says, when should we think that what the Gemara says is difficult and strange, the Miri says that the Kach Nefesh of the Goyim is also the Hashanah. How about the Mishneh? How about the Mishneh in Yume? And it says, so the Kachim, so the Kisroel, so we have the Shabbos, the indication being in the Bible. So he says, that is reference to an Emit Chobim, who is in the Razayim in the Neach. Now, there are two Kisroels in the Miri, but according to all texts, the Miri says that. So he says, in most texts, the Russian of the year is the Kehobim Mazol Sakabnei, Sheim and Mitsubi Mechal Shabbos Alei, Acha Sheim and Shui Das, Vidal in Chishishi in the Chivas Chedras Oda. What does it mean by Chishishi in the Chivas Chedras Oda? The year is Russian all over. He means that they are in the area and the Zion Mitzvahs in general. From the year in Tzmashma, that even in the Neach, who is an Indian Kehobim, but he is a novice, In the same way as the Gemara says, Akrishi Bechutz Lorech, Lavu Yadizom, Elmina Gavisein Yadine, so there is a tshuva in Shiras Yavetz. In the Shiras Yavetz says that an Akrish, who is an Ibid Adizom, but who is not in there on the other Zayitzes, in Bezul, Nibde, in Akayesh, Kuzdom, and so on, but is Ibid Adizom, not in the Hotzi, but in the Gavisein Yadine. That's the Pshat in the Gemara, in the Chomish of the Chutz Lorech, Lavu Yadizore, and Elmina Gavisein Yadine. So, as it's mashma from the Tisvis of Hul, and there is a Radvaz. So, what does it mean? It's that it means because we say, Rigabi, Akum, Rebi, Nagako, Nayu, Rebi, because of this Chon. So there is no Dina Batzor in an Akum. In an Akum, Roshe, there is no Dina Batzor. So this Aloche of Akum, during the Rebi, Nagako, Nayu, Rebi, Nagako is in Israel, but it doesn't. So Akum Rebi Medako Limayo Rebi is based upon the Shechonim and it's based upon the Shem Rosh Hashanah. The Shem Rosh Hashanah. So the Mele, even Akum is in the Razayis Nereyah, so you have the Shem Rosh. As a matter of fact, the Rambam calls an Akum is in the Razayis Nereyah. He has a special name for them. He calls them Rishayevo. Rishayevo. In other words, he says that if somebody is Matriach himself, to return in Abedia to the Tehobu, so it's a Nisa, once it's a Robes Atzneo. So the Rambam says, what's the Adere? She marzik yad visheo. So we see that the Nisa of being marzik, Abedia Laku, is based upon the Shem Roshe of Aku. And of course, that Aloche of the Mayim will read in that there is the Amukhya Batzor. We are not even allowed to be marzik and accept the Mokim Evo. So that certainly is based upon the Shem Roshe. Not Stam Roshe, but the Shem Roshe of Vishayewa. So the Mele, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Shiras Yavetz says that an Akum who is not a Roshe, but he is not a Gazlan, he is not a Shifer Baram, he is not a Galarayas, but he's maybe the Oyoi, but he's a Nibid Abizore because he was raised like that. So the Mele, we are the free of the Matzorim, because the Aloche of the Lion and the Libi applies only to an Akum Roshe. So that's why the Gemara says, Akum Shebe Chutz Lores Rabbi Yadizore, and we can say here again. But why does the Gemara mention only Akum Shebe Chutz Lores? Why Akum Shebe Chutz Lores? Could be in Eretz Yisrael also. The answer is, Bizman Abayi, Bizman Shebe Yisrael people. So a Goy was not allowed to dwell in Eretz Yisrael unless he was becoming Zayin to the Neach. So Bizman Abayi in Eretz Yisrael, So every Nochi was a Gevensha, was a Gevensha. So if somebody became an Ibid Chovi, so he was not anonymous. So he was raised by parents who are a Gevensha, and still became an Ibid Chovi. So he had a Shem Roshi. Mashiachina, Ibid Chovi Shebe Chutz Lorech. So their parents were not their Gevensha, their parents were also in their Ibid Chovi. So he's the same aloche of onus that we say we got a Yisroel thing to do an Akum, so we apply we got an Akum to do an Akum. What's the difference? So it's also an onus. So the Mele, Rabbi Yadizore, you don't need to have a Savior there. So the Mele, as to them, the aloche of the Mayim and the Levi doesn't apply, but as to them, we say, Mayim and the Levi, an Akum who is an Ibid Yadizore, but is Venus, and the Akum, but suppose, he supposes he's a Gazlan, so then Dal Abizor Noche, I mean, he's an onus. So he has a Shem Roshe. Yes, what do you
mean?
So then he's a Roshe. If his parents were in the Hashem, not in the Abizor, and he became an Ibid Abizor and died to Bishat Nefesh, so then he has a Shem Roshe, like in Israel. Who became an Ibid Abizore when he was raised, not as an Ibid Abizore. So then the Aloha of the Mayim and the Levi applies it. So the Miri emphasizes here, Yechobim Mazore Sakadmini, Sheinon Mitzuyim Mechal Shabbos Aleyim, Acha Sheinon Mem Shul Das, Vidamim Mechay Shishim Mechay Tashfer Vesod. So the Miri, when he says Acha Sheinon Mem Shul Das, he means the Aloha of the Mayim. Why do they have to add? Vidamim Mechay Shishim Mechay Tashfer Vesod. The answer is, suppose there would be a Yochid who is an Eved at Kehovah, because he was raised. So he's an Onus, like in Chodesh and Chutzlorot, like in Yavizore, El Nina Gavisein Yadeh. So the Melee, but he's Chidshish, the Chidus Chanzonim, he's not the Gazer. The other side of the Mitzvah is the Neyach, he observes. So the Melee, we still can be the Chalas HaShabbos. But the Gemara has reference to those Abed Yehovim, who not only are Abed Yehovim, but they are in Chish and Chish and Chish. So the Hedishem Roshe of Aku, Mitzad, the Abere of the other Zayim to the Neyach. That's why the Pekrach Nefesh, is not there. So the Melee, that means, now, in regard to this, I mentioned all that. The Yis of Godu, Mishum Yiman Sveis of Oba Es Atzmeo. So the Rambam said, Avedas, Pentidalet Yuches, Zeleb Avede, Haloche Dimu. Avedas, Eidik, Eidik Avede Zohar, Yuches, Eidik Akum Yuches. So it is interesting. In Yudalet Yuches, Zeleb Avede, Haloche Aude, he says, Hashem is Avede in Israel, which is a sin. Shalem Ahoshi Kishim. The Avede Avede is Israel, the Messiah of Memo, the Yuho Yuches. שנאמר נסיר אשר הכי חוב מסלם כמם, כי ביטל מצס עשה, וישיבו כי אין מצס עשה, כי נעשה. So the Rambam emphasizes, השור is אבינו לישראל, and the Rambam was a very big guy, the Rambam. He says, השור is אבינו לישראל, what is good? That the mitzvah, השור is אבינו, applies only to Israel. Not to Ibelech, not to God. Not only not to Nakum. Akum means a Yitzchot. But not to the Yotation. Because in the Rambam, she can have been. That the Yotesha of Uyam Nechuya Buhar Zer Rabbi Yosef, so the Rambam didn't say Hashem is Avinu in Yisroel. He says for Yisroel. So that means that a Goyim, there is no mitzvah Hashem is Avinu. Not in the Yotesha. So that's the Rambam of Haar. And again, Hashem is Avinu in Yisroel mitzvah Zaseh Shemem Ahoshi Kishirem, Vorei Avinu as Yisroel v'Nisal Nimen, V'Yini Choyim Elo Yisese, Shemem Amisir Ashir Achicho Yisroel Amitabu Yisese, V'Yishim Akhi Yisese. So twice he emphasizes Hashem is Avinu in Yisroel. The Orei Avinu is Yisroel in Yisal in them. The Yicho in the races. Twice he emphasizes. In other words, that the mitzvah of Hashem is Avinu. So it does not apply to the occasion. Why? Because the Torah says, we see the Shiro Chicho in Salam Tomei. And the Chicho means the Chicho in your mitzvahs. A goyim is not a chicho, even if his chsiro v'seirom is not a chicho. So that's why the Rambam emphasizes in Aloch Aleph, that the Hashem is a little Yisrael. Then in Aloch Edimu he says, Avedas eini apri miteres, shenem arabi is a chicho, v'amarzir arizim arabir, miki shumar zik yad v'seirom. So here he says, Avedas eini apri miteres, datke eini datke. That guy is not in that. Now let's see if he's in that result. If he's in that result, whether he's a Chogim or a Gazer, doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, let's say, the Rishonim among the Arabs, they're not in that result, they believe. Nakri Boko, so they're not in that result. So, but they are either on Shabbatim and Gerulam. And on our basis, so they still have the Shem of Akum. Because not only Avizore gives one Shem of Yitzchok in the garden, the other Avizores, Arayis, and Gezel, and so on, also gives him Shem of Yitzchok. So, anyway, so the question is, in Aloha, he emphasizes Hashem's Avizore in Israel, And here in our Hebrew it says, Abeda Zilbachu, which are shed hearing. In Volcano, which is best mentioned. At the end of our comment. Oh, he says, Nimso, Shaf Indi Onuri, Shainam Durim, the Shainam Durim Dacha Dusses. Also the Gospel, because they're lacking the Gospel. We need to have the soil also what is in the other opinion. The Hain also have Tia Sal Gospel. ומכל מוקעים להיות המחייב וחזר אחר אבידוסי ולהחזיר עליהם. ולראים, אלא שהכלי שמוצא אבידוסי אין חייב להחזיר עליהם, שמציאו מקצס קיננו, והחזרוסי דרך חסידוס, ואין לנו כפופים לחסידוס למי שאין לדס, וכן תאוסי, אם תור מאילוב, שלא יתעבורי סוף, ולא ישתדוסי, אין הכרה באשר עושי. ומכל מוקעים להיות עלי אלקופונים, חייב להחזיר עליהם. וכן מכל סוף חיל השם, וכן אבבי כל צד שיחיל השם ויקובו מרזיר, הו כל שהוא מהמונים, דצון וזה מדויות, מזה ברזה נצמיח, הו כל שהוא מהמונים אבדור מדרק הדוסס, ואיבר מפוס על איזה צד, אף על פי שמנוסו מחיק אומר נסינו, אין לו בכלל זה, אלו הרי כי ישראל גומו לדבורים אלו, אבבי לדעת ביטויס, So he says, if education, if he's not in Razai and Zimia, the literally has this terminology. If he's got to the Darkadosis and the Musi, and the Yomkus, in other words, he's not, if it's education. So he's not, he's in Kalim Zayin Zimia. So then, Hareyu ki Yisroel Gombo Vivori Meiru, Av Vavish Abad Vitoz. But the Rambam says, Hashem Sabido in Yisroel, it's a say, Dosin Vayin. To the page of there is no Chiyuv Asher Sarim. So what do you think of this? But the Rambam himself, in our Chagimah, seems to agree with the Mir. So how is it? But the answer is very simple. The Torah says, the whole Abed is a Chiyuv. So then the Torah says explicitly, the whole Asher Tev Ad Nenu, the whole Abed is a Chiyuv, Asher Tev Ad Nenu, Mitzos. So the Torah says explicitly, the whole Abed is a chichot. A chichot means a chichot in the old mitzvahs. A go enochi is not a chichot. Even a day job is not a chichot. But the Gemara in Bonitzia says, as umitzoso prat le Abed is a chichot. So Rashi explains it, that's the Gemara in Bonitzia, where's the first time. Rashi explains it, Rabbanoi, Umitzoso, he also got the match. Prat Lavin Sah. So Rashi says, if the Torah had said, we call Lavin Sah, he flash of Hibbet Menu, Hoshit Ishin Menu, then I would say that we are not the Huyet to be Matria ourselves to return and Lavin to Nak. In other words, if I see, let's say, Shay, Tay Bagare, and I know that the most friendly Hobby, I'm not the Huyet to take the Shay and be tackling myself in the share, and then the care of the share, and then return it back. But suppose the share already came to my hands, so then I would say, I have to return it. I'm not mechuyev to be matriach myself to return it to me. But if it already came to my hands, then I am mechuyev to return it to me. So that's why the Torah says, Asher Tev Ad Nenu Mitzoso, Umitzoso Yosem Lodim Ashma, that even if it came into my hand, I'm allowed to keep it. And to be safe. that's why we say Toya Sakum is ultimate. What does Toya Sakum mean? Toya Sakum should throw Apum Elo. Let's say, if you give me, let's say, an Apum Adala, and he has to give you 100 cent change, and suppose he gave you 110 cent change. So if Yisrael would do that, so it's a Nisagezel, and I take the 110 cent change, so I make it a Nisagezel. But if Nakum did that, then he stole Meilo. Not that I received it, he himself did it. So I'm not even Nisagezel. So that comes within the Aloha. The Rambam says, Toi is a Akum ki avidose, umiteres, ki husheto ma'atzmei, avala ateisios, Kita, to be sure, so Akum Cheshbe, we told Shinima in Israel, the rain shall Cheshbe, Kham Yisrael, the Yidea or Mashadrime, and Nesilo, to be the Mutter, Avo in Moroma we came, Osea, Shem in Israel in Akum Yidei came, Mutter Shem Shemayim Israel. So now, so that is like Abide, what's the difference? Abide, it already came to my end, and the change already also came to my end. So it's also that. That we know, so there are two kinds of Abeyah Sakum. There is an Abeyah Sakum Kedem Yosef and Yodim Yisrael. So there is mentioned explicitly at all. Kol Abeyah Sechicho Asher Teva Bimenu Umitzoso. Hoshe Tishinu Vayimu, the Torah didn't say Umitzoso. So the Torah spells it out explicitly. Kol Abeyah Sechicho Hoshe Tishinu Vayimu. But not Abeyah Sakum. But then, there is another Abeyah. Abeyah Lacha Yosef Yodim. And Toye Sakum, when the Akum himself made a mistake and gave him more change than he was supposed to, is the same thing, is analogous to an Avedis Akum Lachados Yodeh. Avedis Akum Lachados Yodeh. So, it's not spelled out explicitly in the Torah or Latin Korea to the nation. Because here it's not a question of the Mitzvah Hashem's Avedis. Here it's a question of Gezer. All right, the Torah says, L'chol Avedis Achich Hashem Tehmet Menno, Hoshet Yishim. So in other words, there is no chiyuv of Hashem Tameyle, I'm not chiyuv to the matriach himself, and to carry the shame of the chameyir of the mitchoni, and the tervetim. But if it's already my enemies, so then I'm a gazer. Suppose in Israel, if he gives me more change, or if somehow by mistake it came to my hand, so then I'm chiyuv to the tervetim. And if I don't, I'm a gazer. It's not just a question of Hashem Tameyle. When is it a question of Hashoshi Tishinei? Taken the Osir Yom in Israel. But after it is Osir Yom in Israel, then it involves in Sagez. So in the heading of the discussion, there is a Kosu, Umitzoso, that implies if Lachad Osir Yom, then it would involve in Sagez. But we have discussion, there is a Kosu. So the Shikas Arambam apparently is like this. Insofar as the Chiyuv of Asher is Avede, Taken the Osir Yom, so it applies only to Israel. It doesn't apply even to your nation, because the Torah says, L'chol Aviv Asachicho Asher Teva Bnenu. The Mitzvah is not important for that. Hoshet Tishim Lei, L'chol Aviv Asachicho, Chicho, 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 Mitzvah. Aviv Yisrael, not Aviv Asnochim, not in invitation. Mashein came, if it's Lachad also, like Toya Sakum. Or any Aviv that came into my hands, into the Yisrael's hands, for a mistake. So then it's a question of Yisagesel. And even an Aviv Asachum in the Tichotim, with Zeira Zanjumea, it would also come into this agenda. But there is a special Zasakoso, Umitsoso, the also of the Mashma. So that is Nimai Taku. So it's only Nimai Taku, but it's not Nimai Taku. Mashaiki Nabidas, Abidas Nochin, Kayin, the also of Israel. So it's not based upon a special minute. The Mitzvah of Hoshet Yishivim is mentioned regarding Israel, it's not mentioned regarding Nochin, not even regarding Yotisha. So in our hour when the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Hashem is Abede, Kedem Dosem Yodei, Kedem Dosem Yodei, so there he says, the Hashem is Abede in Israel, does it apply in the Gevinsha? In our Chagimu he says, Abede is in the Chomim Uteres, at Achal Osem Yodei, or Tony Sako, that's only someone who is even by the Tzimena. So when he really says, Ho Kol Shehu, מהמונים הגדולים לדרכי הג'וסוס, ואיתי הלכוס על איזה צד, אף על פי שמלוסו מלחיקו מלמלסיינו. אינו מכל זה, הרי ישראל גומר וגורמנו אבא אבדו ואבדו טויס. He doesn't mean אבא אבדו that we are מחויף to the going today to be מטריח ourselves and to return an אבדו. The king doesn't know the man. They're not the choir, because only the Israel knows the Jew. But he says, and Babine about the Toyas. So he has reference to Babine Ahabos of the Lord, which is like Toyas. So there it's not a question just of the mitzvah Jerusalem. It's a question, it's a guess. But there is a special verse also that Babine has happened is Mutaris. Babine has happened is Mutaris. It's Mukhi of Gezel, like Babine has Israel Achayush. Is moved of Gezel. So in the same way, Avinya Sakum in Canaan Yush, Gopashiyah is in there, is also moved of Gezel. Only Avinya Sin is Hobby, not Avinya Sin. So the mere Shite is not different from the Shite. Now, when the smack says, let's say, in regard to Abed the king also the other day, so not only I'm not required to return, if he returns it, not with the motive of Kiddush Hashem, so it's not there, the man says all this as well, but there is a need to return it with the motive of Kiddush Hashem, in order to be Kiddush Hashem. But if somebody returns it, not with the motive of Kiddush Hashem, it involves Rabeh. Mashriki, Abed, Lachados, Abed, Akum, Achados, and Yodhi. So the smack says, it's Mutaris. It only means that it's moved of this Agezel, but it still comes within the Israel of Sheves Yisrael, Yasra, Abnol, and Dabro Chodok. So in other words, if let's say, Nakum and Kodim, we say that as I was in the Nea, even if a Nazi will give a Yisrael change, and the Yisrael will keep it, will not give it back to the Nazi. Of course, it will not be able to be Sagezel, because I will see the Hokin is Mutaris, but he'll be there and share the soil of Yasa and Lila. I mention that because unfortunately there are too many people who are really hurt on these things because we don't know the others. So the smack says that two things were neglected by many Jews in his day. So he says, one thing was Jews in his day were neglectful of the mitzvah still. And then Jews were neglectful of honesty in dealing with Goyim. So they thought, since Toyer Sakum is Mutar, it is the proper thing. So he says, Toyer Sakum is Mutar, it means, yeah, Shetor Akum Elo, when it doesn't involve in Sagezo, but here is Israel, and also Adel and Abel Chodo, so how can we expect the Bein Shalom to send the Mashiach? If Jews are not determined not to wear the others, so because of that, he made it his burden to travel in all places in Israel and to prevail upon Jews, to be mashpia upon Jews, that they should put on film and that they should deal honestly with going, even with David Chodin, even with the Chodin Vishoy, because he mentions the Yerushalmi in Vometzia, Neu Metzias, that Shimon ben Shotach sent his Talmidim to buy a chameleon from the Chodim. So they bought the chameleon. And then they brought the chameleon to Shimon ben Shotach. So then they found in the mouth of the chameleon, they found diamonds, margolis. So they were very happy, the Talmidim of Shimon ben Shotach. They were very happy. So they told the Shimon ben Shotach, so Shimon ben Shotach said, you go back immediately and find that in the Chodim and give it back to him. So the complaint that Shimon Shabbat he said, but Abidas Akum in Paris, and this is Tom Ego, that's Abidas Akum. So Shimon Shabbat said to them, Ma'at Zvirin, Shimon Shabbat Babani, Reitze, Boye Shimon Shabbat Lishne, Brich and Chodim Yisrael, and Chodim, the Shimon ben Shetach, Yei Seyar Mikol Monim Shebelo. So they went and they found him, they had to look for him in the midbar, getting his hobby, and they returned all the matmeim that he found in the mouth of the Hamea. So then, when that happened, heard it, so he said, Brich al-Kod the Shimon ben Shetach. So the smart mentions that story. So what's the ayah that comes with him? Shevis Yisroel Yasa Avul Yudabu Chazor. What's the idea? Here it says, Boi Shimon B'Shotach L'Nishma Brich El Kod Yisroel El Kod Yisroel B'Shotach Yitzya B'Kol Momen Shemeyot. So machen das Yiddish Hashem, but not because of Shiras Yisrael Asan Yom Chazon. So there are two reasons. First of all, Shimon Meshetach said, Mat Sviri, Shimon Meshetach Barbari. What do you think that Shimon Meshetach is barbarian? Shimon Meshetach is here to hear the expression from the Yiddish Chachodim, the Yiddish Hanukkah, in Yisrael, Yisrael Komoshevel. So why did they have to mention Martin Heshi, Babari, and then something else? Kiddush Hashem, people have a mistaken notion of Kiddush Hashem. People think that Kiddush Hashem means if you do something that Goyim will like. So, saying also, if anything that the Goyim will appreciate comes within the needs of Kiddush Hashem, then everybody is mechuyev to attack Begin every day on television, because the Goyim will like it, President Begin will also like it. Most of the senators in the United States will like it. That's not Kiddush Hashem, Chas v'Sholem. That doing something that the Goyim will appreciate is Kiddush Hashem, Chas v'Sholem. Chas v'Sholem. Sometimes Kiddush Hashem consists in doing something that the Goyim is in. What's the meaning of Kiddush Hashem of being misrevenge yourself? Do the Goyim like that? When the forcing Jew, Adarkis of the Misano, do they like it? They are angry. They resent that more than anything else. So that comes within the needs of Kiddush Hashem. This is a perverted notion of the needs of Kiddush Hashem. Unfortunately, I mean, this notion is being propagated by modern rabbis. In other words, to do that, to flatter the goal, that's Kiddush Hashem. That's not Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, by definition, is when a Jew does something that is not nice. Not nice, but it's not a real misa. Let's say, lying. Nevis das Abrius is a misa bum. But suppose Nevis das Abrius means, let's say, when you obtain something, you obtain money or even gratitude from somebody falsely, so then you are in the misa of Nevis das Abrius. But suppose you just lie and innocent lies. It doesn't come into the Misa of Yivashet HaTilchot, but it's not a nice thing. So, if a Jew does something that is mutter, but it's not the ideal thing, and going to criticize, then it's about the Misa of Yivashet. And if a Jew does something that he should do anyway, even without criticism, but he's not the way to do it. So then, he's mechuyev to do it with Kiddush Hashem. But if something is innocent in itself, then you couldn't say that it involves an issue of Kiddush Hashem just because goyim don't like it. So they don't like it. It's too bad for them if they don't like it. How is it that we don't say that we should not take release, or we should not take release interest from a goyim? Because maybe goyim will not like that either. It's another fact. The Jews in the medieval ages were criticized for the fact that they took interest from going. The answer is, there is nothing wrong in taking interest. Interest is, if the Torah didn't answer it, it would be a chayv. But the Torah answered it. But regarding going, the Torah didn't answer it. It's not an avenue. It doesn't come with the Sheres Yisrael, where you answer avenue without the other. If the Torah didn't answer it, it is. So then on the contrary, there would be Shimon Hossim on the lease. Because release, just as you have to pay rent. When you live in somebody's house, you have to pay rent. So when you take somebody's money, you have to pay interest. But the Torah has it there. And then Yochaname, by Nako, by Goy, if you borrow money from Goy, so not only does the Goy can collect from you the Hossim, on the capital, but even on the interest. But the Torah asked that regarding Israel. But regarding going into the nation, the Torah didn't answer it. So anyway, it's not mentioned that we have to be Zoe or not taking interest from going because of Chil Hashem. Why Chil Hashem? Why? Because going will not like it? There are many things that going don't like. Going don't like when a Jew makes a living too, so because of that, every Jew has to be poor. You should not become rich. So the Israel of Chil Hashem, he said, it might go into something that is Yidoba Mechua, but it's not Osea. There are certain things that are told in Tasa, but it's Yidoba Mechua. We give a table connected to Tzara, if I stay up. So, the Torah is not good. It's a concession to Yetzer Hara, but to anyone who does it, he's not a nice person. So if he does it in the presence, in the knowledge of Goyim, then he's even himself Chil Hashem. So the Melech, the fact that the Mokim Chil Hashem, Abidosi Asuro, indicates that Abed Asakum, Achash Rosh Yodei, even apart from Chil Hashem, apart from Kibbet Hashem, is a double Mechura. What double Mechura is it? Because it comes with Mishneh Yisrael, Yasa Amud Amachodot. But there is no Yisrael. But that doesn't mean it's a nice thing. Even Torah should not do such things. So, and especially when Even Torah does it to the going of the day, according to many Rishenim, it involves in Sagerfo, the Rabamiri, and many other Rishenim. And the Beragero, and the Orchashulchon, he also says that the going today seems Neach Meruzah Valashitu, so Stam Goyim had it been regarding certain aloches of the Peshaw, so it involves any suggestion. But even if he does it to one who is a Roshe, not on a Roshe, so it certainly does not involve any suggestion, but it comes within the Yisrael. Oh, Shem is from Asa Avda Vachosha. So since it's Yoram Mechuea, without Chil Hashem, so Melee, if Goyim will criticize it, he is even an Israel of Chil Hashem. Now, So a thing to say. I will look at the Hadra Abeya that the Pusik claim. The Isogobu, Mishum Mansvei Sorova is a Tmeo. So what does it mean? Mishum Mansvei Sorova is a Tmeo. So it's an Isogobu. That doesn't mean Tetsu does not have reference to Azora Sabeya Leakum. Lachashos of Yode. Azora Sabeya Leakum Lachashos of Yode. It's not an Isogobu. On the contrary, it's a double Mechura, the Smack says. Even without Chil Hashem in Tzidol Mechua, it comes with Yishiris Yisroel Das Tavon Al Hosso. But then it says it's reference because when the Gemara says La'aretz La'aveide, the Gemara doesn't mean La'aretz La'aveide like Toye Sakur. Aveide Sakur La'achash Yosso Yodei. It means La'aretz La'aveide, Aveide Sakur Kedem Yosso Yodei. So if it is rain in Israel, so there we are mechuyev to matriach ourselves, we see a share. And we know, let's say, it's the share of that teenage was found. And it's rain in Israel, so we are mechuyev to matriach ourselves. So it's in connection with Abeide Kedem Yosoyod. Abeide Kedem Yosoyod. So that means that applies only to Israel. And say, so he says, have the mutzal ding lachrin sik marat, or look at our David, have the gusset play the Yisra Gorbu, we should be man sri so hobe sa tzmeo. Na sri so hobe sa tzmeo. And the Rambam says, marzik yad nisheiro. Of course, if somebody returns to his akum, he's not marzik yad nisheiro, it's his money. But if somebody is marzik yad nisheiro, he keeps yosu yodin, and he's matriach himself, to an akum who is even as a nisheiro, so then he's in the of Marzik Yad-Nisheiro. So this is what Jesus is referencing. Adon Achleitzi will have the Buzik Okach. Even if he does it to one who is in the Ramzalitzi, who is in the Ramzalitzi, then the Pharisee and the Chomim and the Yisroya, but you will be Shuvay Goma, in the Yuchim and the Nacharon, Hay Levi Leicha Sheol Chaveirei, Vinitzon Akhim, Shedehet Abo Amo Yisriyodei, Umidai Tomnos Nolei Alikeyach, because there is no chesed of the truth.
Your pay dialogue, Suros Chover of Yuri Toshim, May 19, 1982, on Wednesday.
Now, the case is, in regular, the hobby may be hobby. The Mario Kase, the Mora say, we got the Rachel in the race. We must remain our union, Shalom Rachel, he said. So the Kasha case is, why can the Mora say, any of the hobby, that's what the Rachel said. So if it's really the hobby, so then you're not going to be a black easy.